Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show.
Welcome back to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. We've already began gearing up for the 2017 College Gridiron Showcase as we recently dropped our watch list, which can be viewed at cgsallstar.com, where it isn't also too late to nominate players as well. So if you're interested, again, cgsallstar.com. The 2017 College Gridiron Showcase kicks off on January 7th and goes on through January 11th in Bedford, Texas. And, of course, for the best NFL draft coverage, visit NFLDraftBible.com. Established in 2002, NFL Draft Bible has been bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002. As always, I am your host, Chris Shanafell, and it is a pleasure to welcome onto the show this afternoon. He's arguably the best defensive back in all of the FCS, and he's also a weapon in the punt return game as well. A member of the NUC NFL Draft Bible's preseason All-FCS first team from the University of New Hampshire. He's Casey DeAndre, and Casey, we appreciate you taking some time this afternoon. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. And, Casey, let's dive right into it. I mean, just looking at your resume and what you've been able to do over the past 3 years, from always being around the ball and racking up those tackles, scooping up the fumbles, to shutting down opposing teams' number one wide receivers and either intercepting the football or deflecting the pass. I mean, you've really been a staple on the UNH defense for a few years now. As you approach your senior year and final season as a Wildcat, I mean, what are both your individual and team expectations for the 2016 season?
Just individually, I'd say just continue. Do my job, you know what I mean? Just playing within our system, not trying to do too much. I think sometimes people get in trouble if they try to do too much within their own thing. So just, you know, doing my job and helping our team basically win. And I think a team goal is just improving defensively. Last year we struggled a little bit in the run game. So I mean, that's our biggest priority this offseason, just getting better and stopping the run and that type of thing. And then obviously stopping the pass comes from, you know, up front, that them getting pressure and us holding up enough people so they can get pressure up front. So I think just team goal, just get our defense better, which will overall get our whole team better.
And the offseason is coming to an end. Your guys' first game is about just a little over a month away as you guys travel across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast to take on an FBS opponent in San Diego State. What have you been doing during the off season to better your game and make sure you're ready to go once the lights are on September 3rd?
Yeah, luckily for us, we have a pretty good off season program up here. So we've been up here. I went home for a week or two after graduation in May, and then we've been up here ever since in June. So our strength staff's been doing a great job getting us all ready, and we've had about, I'd say, 75% of our team up here. So we're doing our best just to get ready to travel across the country and take on San Diego State and hopefully play our best game out there.
And individually, was there anything specific that you wanted to focus on improving throughout the offseason?
Yeah, this is probably the first offseason I've really been truly healthy. The last 2 years, I've dealt with a couple injuries here and there, but last season I was fortunate. So this season's basically just been kind of just prevention and working on, you know, flexibility, all the stuff to try to remain healthy for my last go around here at UNH.
Yeah, absolutely. Health is key, obviously. And since you've been at New Hampshire, Casey, I mean, the Wildcats have always had a winning record. It was in 2014 when you guys won the CAA with a 12-2 overall record and 8-0 record in conference play, and was the number one team in the nation heading into the FCS playoffs. If you could, I mean, talk about what has gone into all the team success you guys have had during your time there, and what do you guys need to do in order to get over the hump and make that trip over to Frisco, Texas in January?
Yeah, I think the success we've had in the past has been the older kids, you know what I mean? It's on our team, I mean, the kids have all been there before, and most of the kids have played, so when I was younger, I was always looking up to them and trying to stand on their shoulders and kind of, you know, like take their responsibilities and kind of just work with them on that. And I think this year, as being one of the older guys, as being one of the captains, it's big for me and big for the other captains and the seniors just to take control of it and lead by example and all that stuff. Coach Mack, our head coach, always talks about, you know, we stand on the people before us, and I really believe that's how it works around here. So we just try to, you know, try to get better each and every day, one play by play, and just try to, you know, get. The crazy thing is we've been here 5 years. We've been through a lot of stuff on and off the field. So if we can show the younger guys how it's done, hopefully we can be successful again.
Absolutely, and that leads me into my next question perfectly. You guys did lose some key players due to graduation, including starting quarterback Sean Goldrich and safety Hayden Knudsen and linebacker Akeel Anderson, who were, of course, the team's second and third leading tacklers, along with Julian Turner, who had 11 tackles for loss last season. Now, of course, you can only take so much from spring ball, but how has the team looked, and how much confidence do you have in some of the younger guys that might have to step up this season? I mean, is there anybody that we should keep tabs on for a breakout season?
Yeah, I'd say offensively, I can't really speak much to it because I just go against them every day. But I'd say the two quarterbacks we have, Trevor Knight and Adam Reese, are going to compete in the fall. And we seem to always have a quarterback competition going on up here, which I think, in my opinion, makes it a lot better, makes the fall camp and spring ball a little bit funner. But on the defensive side of the ball, I'd say, you know, we got some younger kids up front, but our linebackers are basically coming back besides Akeel, as you mentioned. Our three linebackers are going to play a lot, are all seniors, and Kevin McNally, Ryan Farrell, and Davon Chalette, and they've all got some pretty good playing time. We got a freshman, Quinlan Dean, who's going to step in. He redshirted last year, and he's a very athletic kid, so I think those four are going to be basically the strength of our defense because they've all played so much. And then in the back half, we lost Hayden, we lost Lamar, we lost a couple safeties, but we have these young kids that have played a lot in the spring, and they got their feet wet a little bit last year, so it's good for us. And our coaching staff does a good job getting the younger kids ready. It feels like we always have a freshman or sophomore playing and starting, and they don't really can't really tell who's the freshman, who's the sophomore out there. And I think that goes with our coaching staff and how well they prepare and how well they prepare us to play. So I think DeAndre Drummond's going to be the safety that steps in for Hayden Hudson, and I think he played a little bit last year, made some plays in big games, so I think he's going to be a person to watch for us this year. And then replacing Julian is going to be more of like a committee type thing. There's probably four or five kids that are going to play D-tackle for us, and they're all ready, and they're all hopefully have a good fall camp and be ready to go come September 3rd.
Again, he's the University of New Hampshire defensive back, Casey DeAndre, here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, presented by the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. I am your host, Chris Schanefeld. And, Casey, for those who follow the FCS, know that the CAA is no joke, and it's been one of the tougher conferences for quite a while now. I mean, you got, of course, New Hampshire, James Madison, Richmond, and William & Mary. Those three other teams, James Madison, Richmond, and William & Mary, all finished at the top of the conference and shared the conference championship last season. Four teams from the CAA were represented in the FCS playoffs just a year ago, and you can make an argument that maybe Towson got snubbed. Of course, Richmond made a nice run before getting knocked out by North Dakota State in the semifinals. What is it like to play in a conference for, in the CAA where you really can't take any games off? I mean, I was just looking at your guys' schedule, and it's been like this for years. I mean, you can't really guarantee a win here or guarantee a win there. I mean, they're all very competitive teams.
Yeah. I've been playing. This will be my fourth year playing, and I don't think we've ever had an easy game in the CAA. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to quote-unquote blow people out, but it hasn't been like that the whole game. You know what I mean? It's been times where the fourth quarter would really take over, but since I've been here, the CAA has been a challenge, and every week you got to prepare like, you know, you're going to get beat, and you got to prepare like you're playing the number one team in the country because, I mean, in my opinion, this is the best conference in the country. And every game, like you said, you can't guarantee a win. So you gotta prepare like it's the last game you're going to play. And for us, we've been fortunate, you know, to be successful. Like you said, we went undefeated my redshirt sophomore year, and the following years we've had a winning record. But, I mean, it comes down to just preparing and just taking every game like one game at a time. And in New Hampshire, we pride ourselves on taking one game at a time, one play at a time. So back to the CAA, it's just a really tough conference, and we're looking forward to, you know, competing this year again.
And the rivalry that you guys have with Maine is, of course, well-documented. It's known as the Battle of Bryce Cowell Musket. Of course, with Maine being a conference opponent, you see them each and every season, and you've yet to be on the losing side of that rivalry, Casey. Matter of fact, New Hampshire has won the last six matchups against Maine, and the last 13 of 14. Now, obviously, you want to win every game that's on your schedule, but are you amped up a little bit more when you suit up against Maine? I mean, is it important for you, Casey, to finish your career 4-0 against the Black Bears?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you see them on your schedule every year. You try not to look ahead, but you know when we're playing Maine, it's going to be a good one. And we have the musket hanging up in our locker room. I've never been in the locker room without the musket hanging up there. So I'm not. I look forward to hopefully keeping that up there. Like I said, it's good. They got a new coaching staff. Coach Cosgrove is gone. He was a great coach, and I know I met the other coach at media day on Tuesday, and he seems like he's got it. Got to figure it out, and they always bring their best game, and we try to bring our best. So it's a great rivalry. I'm happy I'm a part of it, and hopefully I get to keep the musket for the last year.
Yeah, without a doubt, that'll be fantastic to, of course, wrap up your New Hampshire career. Final question for you, Casey. Appreciate you taking some time this afternoon. Of course, your defensive coordinator, John Lyons, is also your defensive backs coach, and he's been around the game of football for quite some time and was in he was in control of his alma mater's number one ranked defense over at Penn back in 1984 when they were undefeated and won the Ivy League championship game. What kind of impact has he had on you on the field, off the field, and how much of the success that you've had throughout the past 3 years going on four would you attribute just learning and being around Coach Lyons?
Yeah, Coach Lyons, I mean – I came in. He recruited me. We had a really good relationship then. And at this point, I mean, he's basically like a second father to me. I couldn't be having this much success without him. He gets me and all the other defensive backs and the whole defense really prepared day in and day out. He's been around the block a little bit. He's been in NFL Europe. He's been basically everywhere. So if he hasn't really seen something from an offense that like will surprise him. So. He gets us prepared. Like I said, I mean, I'm glad I've had him. I'm glad some people have different coaches, and this will be my fourth year playing under Coach Lyons. We like to call him Blue. It's a little inside joke we have, but Blue's a great guy, and I'm glad that I've had him throughout my whole career. I mean, him and Coach Mack, they're very close with each other, and they both know exactly what they're talking about, and they've been around. So I'm glad I've had Blue, and I mean, I can't really put into words what he's done for me on and off the field.
Yeah, I mean, really just a great defensive mind. And like you said, I mean, has had an impact on you more than just on the football field. Again, we're just weeks away from the start of your guys' season as you guys have a big one against San Diego State. Casey, we really appreciate you taking some time this afternoon and certainly wishing you all the best. It's really been fun watching your career pan out, and we're really looking forward to seeing what you do as a senior this season. Any final words?
No, I just want to say thank you, and to all the Wildcat fans out there, hopefully we make you guys proud this year in the new stadium and everything. So, go Cats.
There he goes. Again, Casey DeAndre, you could really make a solid argument. He is the top defensive back in the FCS, just a fantastic playmaker. And again, not only does he have an impact on the defense, but special teams as well, a fantastic punt return man as well. Again, a few weeks ago, released my preseason all-FCS team on NFL Draft Bible. Use the promo code DRAFT2016 for a 30-day free trial. And you will see Casey DeAndre on the first team all-FCS defense that I released. Again, at least heading into the season, and I really do expect, throughout the season that he will be making plays and he'll be talked about with some of the best in the FCS. Both offense, defense, special teams, you will hear the name Casey DeAndre. Again, the New Hampshire Wildcats defensive back, Casey DeAndre. Special thanks to Casey for calling into the show this afternoon. As always, I'm your host, Chris Shanifield, for the NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002. Visit NFLDraftBible.com.